Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to join us as we get into all of the news. And tonight is the follow-up show to AEW's All In pay-per-view. Their version of WrestleMania. This is their version of the Raw after WrestleMania. And we have a lot of segments. Well, we have three segments announced for the show. Two of them are victory speeches, and then we've got a match. This is the first of, I believe, six shows. They're doing a Chicago residency, and I want to talk about that because a lot of people, I've seen a lot online, so I want to address the Chicago residency. So we'll get into that here today. We also have NXT from last night, which was a go-home show for a TNA pay-per-view, which is coming up on Sunday. TNA Slammiversary is Sunday, and the main event is an NXT wrestler defending the TNA title in the main event of a TNA pay-per-view against two TNA wrestlers. So we'll tell you about that. There's also a NXT versus TNA women's title versus women's title match where someone's ending up with both of the belts. So that's interesting. And then, of course, we got all of the news, including more on Seth Rollins and Adam Cole and Roman Reigns. And Tony Khan did a big interview talking about a lot of different topics. Goldberg, not happy about everything involving his retirement match. Wait till he finds out about what's going on with Seth. And then Jelly Roll and Siri is getting ready to get surgery. A lot of stuff to get into here today. So we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What's going on, Filthy?
Not too much. Packed week as always, never ends. Wrestling last weekend, huge week of fight sports for me this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah, what's going on this weekend?
Dustin Poirier's retirement fight for the BMF title against Max Holloway, UFC 318. Alexander Usyk defends the world heavyweight, the undisputed world heavyweight title in boxing against Daniel Dubois. And Manny Pacquiao also fights Saturday. There's a big KSW MMA event in Poland. And like I said, just keeps going. Never ends. Which, hey, I'm cool with it. Nagoya Sumo Basho is going on right now. Turkish Oil wrestling three times a week. Can't get enough.
Is it really three times a week for this Turkish Oil wrestling?
Brother, there were like 50 Bas Pelavon's head wrestlers going at it today in the 95-degree heat in Turkey.
Three times a week is as many shows as WWE's running. Is there like a Raw, SmackDown, and NXT of Turkish Oil wrestling?
No, it's largely the same guys.
Wow. That's a lot of oily wrestling. Well, listen. Tonight is Dynamite. It is the follow-up to the All-In show, and
I'm pumped.
Hey, it looks like we got Hangman Page is going to open the show with a victory speech. We've got a victory speech from Tony Storm coming up. And then, man, I thought for sure this Jon Moxley was going to take some time off, but nope. Jon Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler are going to be facing Hangman, Hobbs, and Mark Briscoe. So we're just barreling on through to see what's next. And they are the first of, I believe, six shows. It is a Chicago residency. And, you know, I got a tweet today, which I want to read here because I don't respond to these. On Twitter, at least, but I want to respond to it here because it's kind of funny. This guy here goes, wonder what WBD shareholders are thinking. Do they pay $180 million to see a wrestling by a studio show produced in a ballroom? Imagine if WWE took the Netflix money and produced shows from the PC. Gotta be something with this. Okay, so first off, pretty sure the WBD shareholders are not gravely concerned with where AEW is running tonight. And second, Do you realize what, like, you're a shareholder of some things, aren't you, Tom?
I am. I'm a shareholder in TKO.
TKO, in fact, yeah. So like, if you're a shareholder in TKO, like, what is your concern where Raw runs, or is your concern about whether or not TKO makes money, because then you as a shareholder make money?
My concern is with them making money.
Okay.
If you're also in this situation, if you're WBD, right, your concern is the television ratings and getting advertisements. It's not necessarily how many people are in that arena. Sure, it's better to have more people, but if there's 2,000 people and it's packed and it looks great on TV and it brings in more viewers, more advertisers, that's better than having, you know, 5,000 people in a worse atmosphere that doesn't pay off.
Now, I will say that it is somewhat concerning that they are running a 1,100 seat building that isn't sold out yet for the first show after All In. That is mildly concerning. You know, you should have sold that thing out like instantly. This is the All In post show. But the actual building itself is like, I mean, that's an incredible looking building. I don't know how anybody could, like, listen, we saw when AEW was running large buildings and there was nobody there, okay? We watched that, okay? Then they started moving to smaller buildings, like cool, unique buildings. And yeah, there's less people in the buildings. But dude, it looks way better on television. The crowds are way better on television. Like, I can't see how you can see this as a negative other than, well, if you're running an 1,170 seat building, you shouldn't have only 1,100 tickets sold. Like, it should be sold out. Other than that, I see no issue whatsoever with running smaller, cool-looking buildings, packing them, and having like a cool reacting crowd.
Brian, I can almost guarantee you one of the talking points after this show tonight is going to be how awesome this place looks. This Byline Bank Aragon Ballroom,
dude, it
looks like
awesome.
Nothing else you see on TV, wrestling, any sporting event. Really, I mean, we watched guys fight in Spain in, like, you know, out in the street in like Coliseum area, and that's pretty wild, but you don't see that on WWE. It's the same thing over and over. It's the same homogenized product. No matter what arena they're in, it looks the same. And AEW separating themselves by running at these cool places is a great idea. I'm telling you, people are going to see the show. They're going to be like, we need more venues like this.
All right. Well, we've also got, we'll talk about NXT later on tonight, which, by the way, also is in a small building every Tuesday. I've never heard concern from shareholders about the small building they run NXT in every week.
No, but you would hear concern, Brian, if they were out on the road and there'd be nobody in the crowd.
Well, sure, of course. That would be a big concern. All right, so Seth Rollins guest hosted the Rich Eisen show this afternoon, and he had an update on his knee. Are you ready for this?
Did he?
He said, I was in Birmingham, Alabama on Monday, but there was too much swelling in my knee, and so in a week or two, I'll be reevaluated in Los Angeles. Hope to have a clearer picture, but I think I'll be on the shelf for an extended period of time. Okay. I still will go with the idea that his knee is not great, okay? Like, he's, maybe something needs to be scoped out, whatever, okay? But I am now firmly of the opinion, still, that what happened on Saturday night's main event was a work, and that they essentially lied to everybody and are still lying to people. And that the whole reason, and somebody like yesterday, they were like, well, what was even the point of this work? Why was this even done? What was the point? Well, the point is because this story is going to be, and literally he said it here in this interview, the story is going to be that because he was injured on Saturday night's main event, he will be out an extended period of time, and in fact, he will be back sooner than everybody expects to do a cash-in. Now, because I think this has kind of gotten out, I don't actually think that he's going to cash in at SummerSlam, because my presumption is everybody now figures, well, you know, they're going to say he's out for a long time, but he's going to cash in at SummerSlam. That now seems too obvious to me, So I'm thinking that the cash-in will be maybe shortly after SummerSlam and not on SummerSlam itself, but we'll see. You know, you mentioned, Tom, that this was the same knee that he had injured before, right?
Yeah, I believe it was the same one when he... Remember he came off the top with like a powerbomb attempt on Kane, I believe, of all people?
Yeah, he did
years
something. But the point is, like, he explained very much what happened to him at Saturday night's main event. He hurt his knee buckle and pop, and then he went down, and, I mean, the point of this is he has legitimately, seriously injured his knee before, so he knows what it feels like. He knows the symptoms. He knows the post, you know, the post-injury swelling and everything. So he can confidently talk as if he injured himself seriously this time. But I think what I can say is, because hey, listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not analyzing. I'm not, you know, in there looking at his actual knee and looking at MRI results or whatever. But I will say, I would bet you dollars to donuts, he cashes in long before 9 months to a year. I think that's abundantly clear by what's going on here. I'll just leave it at that. We're going to do a break, back in a moment with more news, and then we'll do the NXT report, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us. And yes, there is no After Dark Radio today. It's a replay. But as Tom noted during the break, there is paranormal news out there. Dan Rivera, a paranormal investigator, died unexpectedly during the Annabelle the Doll tour. And I believe that old Dom brought this to my attention as well. You saw this today, Dom? It's all over the news, isn't it?
Yeah, 54-year-old.
He's here somewhere.
Dom isn't there. 54-year-old Dan Rivera.
Yes.
With the New England paranormal group there. I mean, looks like he was in good health before this unexpected passing. So
police,
creepy.
Police found nothing unusual at the scene. I mean, aside from a guy dying,
and
nothing
a
unusual.
Creepy doll.
At the scene. So Annabelle the doll was a doll that was given to Ed and Lorraine Warren that was claimed to be haunted by like a 6-year-old girl. And so they put it in their little paranormal museum. And then there were like stories that, you know, the doll had caused people to bleed and everything like that. And so they ended up going on they were taking the doll on a tour, and the doll allegedly vanished. But it turned out it was it hadn't vanished. It wasn't actually missing. It was kind of
viral marketing.
It was viral marketing, basically. The doll had escaped or whatever. But now this paranormal investigator on tour with the doll has died. So now this is everywhere. USA Today, the New York Post, the Today Show, Newsweek, I mean, E! Online. Everybody is talking about this story. But, haunted dolls. Haunted dolls, like one of those things. You know, you probably will disagree with this, Tom, because, you know, you're normal. But haunted dolls are one of those things where, like, I don't believe in haunted dolls at all. However, if there were a haunted doll in my presence, I would be on my best behavior. Because it's like the old saying, like, you don't believe it, but just in case. You know what I'm saying? Just in case, you know, don't mess with those haunted dolls.
I'm certainly not going to tempt Annabelle with putting my fate in her hands, so keep me away at all costs.
All right. We had back to actual wrestling news.
Well, can I get in this story? Because this one's equally as bizarre.
What's that?
To me.
Not talk about Connor.
No. Last month, BKFC, one of my guilty pleasures, announced that they had released their bantamweight champion, and today it came out that the reason why is because, according to MMA Mania, I believe this is Alex Buchanan, according to video that was obtained, there was a verbal altercation between Alberto Blas, who was the champion, and Yoel Romero at American Top Team. This argument escalated, moved to the parking lot, where Blas allegedly attempted to strike Romero with his car. After missing him twice, he exited the vehicle, retrieved a sword from his trunk.
Excuse me, a sword?
And struck Romero twice in the arm and hand.
So he chopped him with a sword.
Correct. Romero was hospitalized. He attended all the court dates, did not testify, and Blas ultimately acquitted by a jury on all charges.
He was acquitted of sword stabbing?
Ultimately acquitted by a jury on all charges dating back
to December.
There was
a jury?
December 2024.
Oh, my God. When did this allegedly happen?
Yeah, I believe December 2024. Okay, date filed 2022.
So nobody had, there were no witnesses, nobody had video.
Yoel Romero fought multiple times in 2022. He kept it to himself.
Wow.
Wild. What a story.
How about that? Don't mess with a guy with a sword. It's a more effective weapon than a car.
Well, hey, maybe Yoel had a paint pen.
So Tony Khan was on the Good Karma Wrestling podcast, and he had a couple of things to say. He was asked about Adam Cole, and he said he disagreed with Adam Cole, saying in his all-in promo that he let people down. He said if Cole could have been out there, he would have been. He made the call early Saturday after the Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor show wrapped. It was a hard conversation, but he was glad Cole was honest with him. Even though we are all sad, we don't get to see Adam Cole wrestle for a while. Hopefully he will be able to return in some capacity. But definitely he needs time off after talking to him. He was asked about All In. He said it was the best week ever on Amazon Prime due to a $10 Prime video credit promotion they ran. He only has digital buys, which he said were through the roof. And he expects cable and satellite numbers to follow. I actually expect that All In did like a really good number. I think it may have even done the best number they've done all year, because they really did do a good job building it up as like their WrestleMania, and this will be the end of this Death Riders Hangman storyline. He was asked about Michael Oku, friend of the show Michael Oku. He was on Supercard of Honor against Hechicero. And he said, we will have Michael Oku back very soon. And then he plugged Forbidden Door in London. AEW is going to be in Glasgow, Scotland for the go-home edition of Dynamite Collision. So he might be part of that as well. And he also said that he attributed the resurgence, the creative resurgence in 2025, to taking less of a, quote, committee of play callers approach. And now he's more hands-on as a play caller. So basically, you know, every time there's something that people like or don't like in AEW, I always say the same thing. If you like it, it's Tony. If you don't like it, it's Tony. Does a person like Mercedes have some influence, or a Moxley or a Jericho or, you know, somebody like that? Well, yeah, of course they have some influence. But at the end of the day, if you like it, it's Tony Khan. If you don't like it, it's not Tony Khan. Now, that's not to say that he is 100% responsible for everything, because guys approach him with ideas all the time, and guys will argue his ideas, and sometimes he will say, okay, you know what, we'll do it your way. But still, that's his call. So at the end of the day, if you like something in AEW, it is Tony, and if you do not like something, it is also Tony. And then you can go into semantics from there. But that is that.
Brian, right. Do you think that this pay-per-view broke 200,000?
I don't think so.
No?
I would bet. I think normally they're doing in like the 130 range. So I could see this one doing 155, 160, something like that. I would be surprised at 200.
I mean, All In 2024 did 170,000.
Yeah. We're very different. Dude, we're still down. I mean, even though, like, there's been a resurgence of AEW, I mean, if you look at year over year, I mean, they're still down a lot, especially in 18 to 49, 18 to 34. So they may hit 170, 175, but I would still be very surprised by 200. I'm not going to say it's impossible, obviously, but I would be pretty surprised. Goldberg. He's got some stuff to say.
Well, we got to wait 2 weeks.
He says he will have more to say in 2 weeks. And Ariel asked if he had signed an NDA that expired in 2 weeks. And he responded, yeah, let's just say that. So what does that mean?
Did you see his comments about, obviously you did, his comment about taking the chop from Walter? Or Gunther.
Oh, I'm going to read some right here. He said he was pissed off with many aspects of his final run. He mentioned not being happy his final match was on live television rather than a PLE, where he could have more control over his time. He said ultimately to have a little more control over the time and the space would have been preferred, let's just put it that way. But to be given the opportunity on such a special show with the lineage of the show to be able to go up against the World Heavyweight Champion and Gunther again, it was an honor and a privilege. To be given that opportunity, I had to make the most of it. He said, they cut me off after freaking 20 seconds with a microphone in my hand, for God's sake. I have 2 weeks where I can really spill the beans and make my feelings known about the entire rundown. From the inception of the idea to its delivery, it was a little less than to be desired, but again, not going to complain, as he's complaining, because not many people get that opportunity. He praised Gunther. He said it was awesome. I had a good time. I was laughing. I actually had fun. He said there were moments in the match where I actually enjoyed myself, and I can't say I've done that very many times. He said, I would have loved for them to announce it in January, have a build to it, do something I thought was worthy of my career. But let's just say they chose to do it with 3 weeks' notice. It's part of the meal you get dealt. I think it's more the hand you get dealt. But anyway, he says that was a shame. Let's see if he's got the thing about the chops. He did say he laughed about the chops. I think he said that he thought they would be harder, and so he laughed.
He didn't mean to. He broke character.
Yeah.
He apologized for breaking it. If you watch it, he's in character the whole time.
Yeah. You know the thing with chops? I think I talked about this here on the show. Is, you know, people are always like, oh, man, I'd love to see Brian against Gunther just getting chopped. Like, it's like the worst thing that could happen to me. Or they'll go, who was it? I feel like somebody just mentioned this the other day. They were like, you know, the one thing I just wouldn't want to take in a match is a chop. Like, chops have been built up as this thing that's, like, so scary and violent and dangerous and, like, the worst thing that can happen to you. And it's like, bro, I'd take chops, like, I mean, dude, they're not that bad. I mean, Gunther's are, I think, stiffer than most, but you're just getting chopped. I mean, there's a lot I wouldn't take before I'd, you know, say no to chops. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My connection is a little bit weird here, so if I disappear, Tom's going to take over and talk about Jelly Roll and NXT.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know, Dom had a good question during the break. You want to ask that question here, Dom?
All right, yeah. You talked about there's a lot of moves you wouldn't take, and chops were fine, so I'll ask both of you, was there a move that you both enjoyed taking, whether it was the setup or the process of doing it?
Tom doesn't want to answer because he's a coward.
No, I said I was going to answer.
You said you weren't going to answer.
You don't pay attention.
Okay. Well, no, because I dropped. All right, here's mine, okay? I liked any move where I could either take my own bump or there was no impact. Those are all great. Submissions, there's no submission that's a problem. Backbreaker, the old shoulder breaker, all that kind of stuff. Like, there's no impact. It's all, you know, it's easy. The move I like taking that involved an impact, I loved taking backdrops. But you're taking your own bump, you know. The guy starts to lift and you push off him and you... I love taking high backdrops, but I hated power bombs or Alabama slam or, you know, moves where the other guy has to make sure that they put you down right. And if they don't, you land poorly. So those were the moves that I hated. But, you know, I didn't mind getting chopped. I didn't mind getting, like, clobbered with a forearm in the back. I didn't mind getting, you know, super kicked by a guy that knew what he was doing. Or
what about the old stump puller?
Actually, dude, God, you're an idiot. Hey, by the way, remember that match we had where you gave me the stump puller?
Yeah.
Okay, so not one time did I say, I'm not sure about the chops. Not one time. I didn't even question it. What I did question was when you wanted to give me that, what was it, the Hakuto driver or whatever?
I don't even remember.
That tombstone thing that you do.
Oh, a Tenzin driver?
A Tenzon driver.
Tenzon tombstone driver?
Yeah, I wasn't so sure about that one.
Easiest move you could take?
Yeah, I was not so sure about that one. But yeah, that stump puller. Guys, go back and watch when Tom puts me in the stump puller. Like, you are the worst wrestler, dude. You sat over me and, like, you pulled my stump for the normal stump puller. And then I guess you figured, oh, this guy seems flexible. And so you rolled all the way to your back. I'm doing the splits in this move. I'm doing the splits. You almost killed me.
This guy just accused me of being a bad pro wrestler because I gave the fans exactly what they wanted to see.
Yeah,
they
but almost go there to killing see
me,
your opponent.
They didn't go there to see me hold your leg
God.
In a comfortable position.
I
they
have a still frame of that.
Yank
of
that stump right off the stump.
I have a still frame of that stump puller. And, like, if you watched it, you'd vomit at what you did to me in that match. God.
You want to know, brutal. Dom, since you asked?
I want to know, what moves do you like?
What move do I like giving and taking? My favorite, the superplex. The good old vertical style suplex superplex. I love it. I love that feeling of floating through the air. You know, usually I'm wrestling people that aren't, you know, they're professionals, so we can pull it off properly and no one's getting hurt. There's very few things I enjoy in that ring more than going up there, having the guy hook me, and then we're going to go on three. You ready? Let's go. Ugh. Never
you know
felt so alive.
It was probably 2018 or whatever. I had that match with Jungle Boy, and he wanted to do something off the top rope, and I can't remember what it was, but I'm pretty sure I said, how about we do a superplex instead? So I don't know if maybe you want to do like some tombstone or something that I wasn't sure about. So I was like, let's just do a superplex instead. So I hadn't had a lot of matches when I came back for that one. And And I remember we're like doing the match or whatever. And then, you know, I climb up to the top rope and he's going to do the run up the ropes into the big superplex. And I remember I got to the top and this dude starts, I mean, he's running at me fast to run up these ropes and super kick me. And I briefly had that thought, like, what did I just agree to do? Like, it's a long way down. And dude, he runs up and he grabs me and he lifts me and I'm way up in the air, upside down, and I'm old. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just like, I was sure I was gonna die. And man, we hit that mat and it was nothing. It was exactly like you described. It was like, it was so much fun to just float through the air. And then I was expecting doom and it was like, boop, that was it. It was great. So yeah, superplex is fun as long as you land right. Should we talk about NXT?
Hey, it was, I enjoyed some of the stuff.
Lance is mad that I flinched when he threw a super kick at me. Well, yeah, Lance. I mean, I didn't work with Lance Storms my entire career. You know how many guys kicked me in the face on that move? Of course I'm going to flinch. All right. Yeah, there was one thing. I'll put it this way. The show was much better than last week. It wasn't like the best show I've ever seen, but there was one thing on this show that like everyone in the world should probably go back and watch because it was so awesome. So we got a Fatal Influence opening segment, no Blake Monroe, and Masha Slamovich comes out, and a bunch of women get in an argument and everything. It sets up a thing for the main event, six person for later, and it was fine. Then we had Dark State against, the first half hour of the show sucked. Dark State against Trick Williams, Mike Santana, and Joe Hendry. So I don't know how long they went. It wasn't that long, but all of a sudden, Trick starts yelling at Joe and Santana. So they punch him. And then they throw Dark State, all four of them, into the ring in a three-on-three match. They suddenly realize there's four of us, and or there's two of us and four of them. But then out comes the system from TNA, and we just have a wild brawl for the DQ. And I was like, what? So that was stupid. It settled absolutely nothing. And it was a terrible finish. So then we had Kelly Armstrong, who's the Evolve Women's Champion, and Carmen Petrovich for the Evolve Women's title. I swear to God, they go 30 seconds in a title match. And Jordynne Grace hits the ring and attacks Kelly for the DQ.
They may have gone a minute because Kelly Armstrong, while she was in there a very short amount of time, may have thrown the best punches I've seen in current WWE. She rifled them off at Carmen Petrovic. I was so impressed.
Well, maybe she just punched her in the face. I mean, there's been a lot of that here in NXT of late. So then Mr. Stone, Stevie Turner came out, and Blake appeared on the big screen, and she said, next week, Jordynne, you're invited to sit front row for my NXT singles debut. So that's coming up.
She said Jordynne wasn't fit to hold her slippers.
Cool. What? So then we had Team Undertaker backstage, and Trick Williams shows up and trash talks him, which leads to the announcement that next week, Undertaker is going to be on this show to confront Trick Williams. Okay. All right. And then we had the best thing on the show. It's Tony D, Luca Crucifino, and Stax, okay? So to build up to this match at the top of the hour, before every commercial break, they had, like, recaps of the storyline of Tony D's family. They did a very good job building this up. The only thing that was weird is I could have sworn Rizzo said, I'll be there next week. And she was nowhere to be seen anywhere here on this show. So I hope that's not bad news for Rizzo. But anyway, they do this match, and it's just like a three-way. Like, it's fine. But, dude, the last minute of this match was, like, so awesome. So, you know, Tony's selling, doing whatever, and Stax is getting heat on both these geeks. And so finally, at the end of the show, Stax goes for his crowbar. Luca stops him. He throws him outside. They're having this brawl or whatever. So Stax gets the crowbar, and he misses a swing on Luca. So as he misses this swing, Tony D flies in out of nowhere, and he spears Stax all the way through the wall. Place goes wild. So every time Goldberg or whoever does a spear and puts somebody through a wall, they always sell it like both guys are dead. So Tony D spears this guy through the wall. The ring announcer, the announcer, like, oh my God, get somebody out here. These guys are hurt. So like 5 seconds passes, and all of a sudden, Stax flies out through the hole again, belly first. He's dead. And then Tony, boom, he powers his way through the wall like he's the Shockmaster, but he doesn't fall down.
He was like the Kool-Aid Man.
Dude, this place goes wild. So then the Kool-Aid Man goes over. They're already going wild. He grabs Luca, and he gives him his big chokeslam finish. The whole announce table just explodes. Now the people are going wild. He grabs Stax, throws him in the ring, picks him up. Boom, chokeslams this guy, pins him. Whatever. I was like, oh my God, this place is going wild. Like, it was so good that I almost thought, is this guy beating Trick for the title? Because this is what you do to make a guy all of a sudden the top guy in the entire promotion. I mean, it was the best 1 minute of just rampant destruction that I have seen in forever. And he gets his pin, and this place is going wild. And he leaves, and he looks back, and he sees his hat on the ring post, but he walks away from it. So I think they're, like, repackaging Tony D as, like, just, like, the baddest dude in the world, because that's how he came off at the end of this segment. It was awesome.
Yeah, sad to see the family go, but what a way to go out.
I'll say.
Tony D being dominant. We haven't seen this type of domination since Roman Reigns was stacking people and pinning
them. Oh, yeah.
In the
when
main event of WrestleMania.
Stack them like cordwood and pin both of them at the same time. I mean, yeah, this was so perfectly done.
Yeah. I was expecting, like, after he hit that, the one on Crucifino through the table, I'm expecting, like, just something else to happen. And it was like, nope, this guy is putting a stamp on this. He is throwing these guys into the ocean with concrete on their feet.
Yes.
And Tony D is standing tall.
Like, if I found out tomorrow, I don't like to see one get fired, but, like, if I found out that, you know, they got rid of Stax and they got rid of Luca and, like, their careers are done in WWE, it's like, I should have seen it coming with this finish. Golly. He just, what's the term? Bodied him.
Yeah. Murked him.
Something. Golly. Then we had some segments backstage. Ren Sinclair will be facing Blake in her debut next week in Ren's, like, home state. So that sucks for her. We had a Josh Briggs deal where, you know, he's turning heel, and they set up a three-way with Obafemi, Josh Briggs, and Inamura for the title, I believe, next week on television. And then the main event was Masha Slamovich, Sol, and Zarya versus Fatal Influence. And Masha ended up in the ring with JC Jane and pinned her. So this was actually what they did on the Great American Bash, except they had Mariah May, Blake Monroe. She pinned JC. And, like, that led... I'm still baffled as to why they did that finish. Because, you know, JC retained the title the next night, and Blake turned heel. So it's not even like they're setting up Blake and JC. So I presume JC is winning both titles at Slammiversary. And I don't know where we go from here with Blake, but we'll find out. So back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And at this point, it looks like, Tom, I will be here on Friday. It's tomorrow I may not be around.
Oh, boy.
So we'll have to make some plans, see what happens. But tonight I will be back for Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave. We'll have a lot to talk about with this Dynamite show. And then, you know, NXT and all of the news as well. And then Friday we'll be back for Fun Friday. So the schedule
when is
for
when is Collision this week, Brian?
I think Saturday.
Back to its normal time, huh?
I think so. Does anybody in the chat know when Collision is this week? It's kind of one of the problems with Collision is like they're moving it to all of these different, you know, this channel, that channel, follow this, follow that, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's like it's good to try to find which one does the best. But also, like, if we're viewers, like, we have no idea when this show is half the time. Luckily, I have YouTube TV and I just hit that plus button and it records it whenever or wherever. So, yeah, that's that. And yes, there's no After Dark today, but it is a there will be a replay up on Sports Byline, and we will be live for next week's show. So that's the plan. Weird week, got to do traveling, and doing my best. So there you go. Anything else, Tom? Anything you want to plug?
No. Nope. Nothing at all. Thanks, hope everybody's Tom. Having a good week.
All right. Well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.